Hello, everybody. Welcome to yet another episode on A Thousand Voices Podcast. My name is Gina and I'm your host. This podcast is all about self-help, mental health, and just living the best version or being the best version of yourself. And in this chapter, you will see on this podcast, there's different chapters among episodes. This particular chapter is about forgiveness, okay? And today I'm talking about forgiveness in relationships, or the role of forgiveness in relationships. So let's be honest, guys, there is no relationship, either romantic, family, friendship, or business, that is free from conflict. Let's be honest, you agree with this. Every single relationship that we have has conflict, whether we like it or not. And if you look at it, actually, the biggest secret for successful relationships is forgiveness, either in romance, in a family, in friendship. The main key player to keep the connection strong is forgiveness. And you know this, right? Because holding on to resentment actually creates emotional distance and it weakens the trust, and then the relationship breaks. So if you have a relationship that's long lasting, that's been active for many, many years, then you, my dear, you have been incredible. You've been amazing. And it shows that we can learn a thing or two from you about forgiveness. So forgiveness allows the both people to grow instead of being defined by their mistakes. And it doesn't mean that people that have been together, you know, those perfect relationship, those healthy relationship, it doesn't mean those people don't hurt each other. They actually do, but they learn on how to forgive one another, repair what was broken, and then move forward. Okay, so if you've been struggling to, especially if you've been struggling with relationships, you know, obviously people break up for so many reasons. However, I want you to ask yourself this question, like maybe you're about to leave a relationship that you're in. Ask yourself, how do you want to be treated when you make that mistake that the person did? I know you will not make it, you may never make it, but just try to put yourself in this person's shoes. And can you offer the same grace to the other person? Okay, this is a personal question. You can ask yourself that and answer whenever you're ready. Another important thing is within relationships, right? Forgiving doesn't mean you are staying in toxic dynamics. I need this to be very clear, because I know there are instances where a friend group, there's that one friend who's always forgiving the boyfriend for whatever they did. And this is a very thin line. I'm sure you can agree with me, because sometimes it could be toxic. Sometimes it's because they see the positive in this relationship and they believe in this relationship and they just want it to work. So if you remember from the other episodes, I spoke about how forgiveness frees you from anger. Forgiveness frees you from so many things, but it doesn't mean you have to tolerate a harmful behavior. Another thing you have to keep in mind is, like I said, there's a very thin line here. So you can still forgive someone and you can choose to walk away. Just make sure in your forgiveness, you see the growth, you see the potential, or maybe the person really is indicating that they will change. So you can stay. However, don't mix it with toxic dynamics, because you can still walk away. Forgiving doesn't mean you have forgotten. It means you choose peace over resentment, and you can either stay with boundaries. Okay, so within staying, you choose to have those self-respect boundaries. And those are the healthiest choice if you love someone, right? So you can either love the person and be with them, or you can love them from a distance because you realize what they did is still hurting you, and you don't want to be in that toxic dynamic. So you would rather love them from a distance. So, question you have to ask yourself, are you forgiving this person for the sake of your peace, or are you excusing this person? You have to really think deeply, because that answer at the end of it lies the decision of you carrying on with this person or moving on. So how do we rebuild trust after conflict? This is within relationships, yeah? I'm going to give you some tips on how to rebuild trust. So first, you have to express how this situation has made you feel without attacking this person. So be very, very upfront. So you can use statements like, I feel like you hurt me. I feel like you hurt me is different from you always. Now you see the difference. Again, you have to express the situation without attacking the person. This is tips on how to fix what was broken, rebuild the trust, or at least find closure. So use statements like, I feel hurt when you do this, instead of you always do this. You have to pour your heart out in the same way, avoid gaslighting the person, okay? And also, because you're in a conversation, they know what they did and they feel bad for what they did. So remember that also is in the past. It's not that they hurt you there and then. No. Sitting and talking to you means they have acknowledged what they did. And also, that is the first step that person is taking to actually say, hey, I'm sorry, I messed up and I want us to make it work. So already be in a receptive mode of accepting this person and not now gaslight them or attack them, okay? Because I know naturally that is what happens most times, because hurts people. So because that person has hurt you, you want to get them hurting again. But I want you to know that real healing happens when you feel heard and you feel understood, and also allow this person to speak, okay? So, take responsibility. If you are the one person who's hurt someone, own up to your mistakes without justifying those mistakes. So, own up to what you did without justifying why you did it. Own up to the hurt that you've caused, right? A real apology is not the usual one that most people say. I'm sorry is outdated. Like, you need to say something like, I understand how I hurt you, and here is how I will do better. That gives the person assurance that you are in the direction of changing, or at least you have changed already. Okay. Now, give it time. Also, trust is not built overnight. It takes consistent actions, not just words. You can't tell me, I understand how I hurt you, and then you're really not doing anything about it. No, it has to be consistent actions. Both parties, the forgiver and the forgivee, or the forgiver, the person who's forgiving and the person who did wrong, both of you need patience. The person who was hurt, right, needs patience to allow you back in. And the person who has hurt, you also need to be patient, because the person you hurt isn't just going to open their arms wide open. Like, give them time. There's also no deadline, okay? Healing is a process. In that same manner, discuss your boundaries about moving forward so that you prevent the same issue from happening again. Boundaries help you rebuild trust and they create a sense of safety within the relationship. Because healthy relationships are built on mutual respect, not just a list of apologies and forgiveness gifts. No, it has to be respect, because if you respect someone, you're not going to do the exact same thing that you did that hurt them. Now, if you're in a situation, back to, you know, like toxic dynamics, if you're in a situation where this person, this guy, or this man or this woman keeps doing the exact same thing, come on now. Like, you need to just walk away. Like, you can't be in a situation where this person keeps disrespecting you. No, it's a habit and you need to know when to walk. So you need to be able to understand where your boundaries are crossed. And when they're crossed, there is no going back. So, lastly, I will close off by saying, let go of the pain, let go of the resentment, right? Forgiveness in relationships is not about making up, kiss and make up, and you know, no, you have to dig deep to the cause of the pain. Look at it, feel it, scrutinize it, then take some time to heal from it, and then build boundaries so you don't get hurt again. So you have to choose healing over bitterness, okay? And in the last episode, I told you about the forgiveness prayer. You can use that. It works. It really, really makes you feel so much better. So try it and see how you feel. Come back and tell me, or leave a comment and let me know what you've experienced. Whether you are rebuilding trust or you're walking away with peace, always remember that forgiveness for you is the first thing you have to keep in mind. Forgive yourself for what has happened to you, or forgive yourself for your own mistakes, because you always come first. It's all you. All right, I'll see you in the next episode. I will be talking about, this is like a, what's that word? Oh my gosh, there's that word that I like to use, segue. Is it a, so next episode, I'll be talking about the power of forgiving family. Stay tuned and I will catch you on the next one.